Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and there's new information coming out against the injections. Imagine that. There's no shortage of it. This out of LifeSiteNews.com. It says, doctors warn mRNA vaccines could spur epidemic of prion brain diseases. Now, this would be by putting this directly into your blood. I don't believe that people are going to get prions just from being around those people. I think that is part of the fear-mongering tactic to keep us all separated from each other and unorganized, of course. But with that said, there is so much evidence coming out against the injections, from cancer to heart issues to strokes to neurological disorders of different kinds, and of course, prion brain diseases. So we're going to get into that and some of the other things that are coming out, including excess deaths among patients in elderly care homes skyrocketed following COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Gee, you think? So we're going to get into this and more today, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to check those links below. We have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And of course, you can use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money. This is incredibly important stuff. I have some apricot seeds right here in front of me. And of course, I have the Laetril B17 and Pro B15 pangamic acid. I highly recommend this stuff. I think it could save a lot of lives. And of course, it will likely be banned in the future because they don't like things that are actually useful and actually work. Of course, as always, my friends, I urge people to check those links below for ways to help support us. Thank you so much to those who've helped our 15-Minute City documentary GoGetFunding.com campaign, which, by the way, we are going to, I'm getting rid of my house in the next few days, and I'm heading overseas to the UK, and we're going to continue our work on our 15-Minute City documentary with a lot of amazing names. And thank you as well to those who've helped with our WAM legal defense. We've been bankrupted in this last year. I want to do a special shout out to Sandra Black, who is in Australia, has absolutely been amazing and helped us so much. I can't emphasize it enough. And to all those others out there that have helped us, Rachel, Rohini, thank you all so much. We would be literally on the streets if it weren't for all of you. We depend on all you guys. So we have GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, and Subscribestar linked in the description. Anyways, let's get into this story. So doctors warn mRNA vaccines could spur epidemic of prion brain disease. As it says in a recent video, neuroscientist Dr. Kevin McCarron explains that the mRNA technology used in the COVID jabs is causing the same frame shifting that prior research indicates leads to harmful prion production. As it says, in recent months, the long-denied dangers of mRNA injections have been tentatively admitted in the mainstream press. Against news of excess deaths and formerly abnormal conditions in the young, these novel treatments, for which the manufacturers were indemnified from liability, have been shown to be anything but 100% safe and effective. Well, no kidding. A chilling account by a UK neuroscientist of the link between spike proteins in the vaccines and incurable brain-wasting conditions such as CJD, Parkinsonism, and Alzheimer's is not the only one. A byword for the leading cause of medical coincidence, fresh evidence is emerging that the action of the spike protein contained in the so-called vaccines may lead to a new epidemic of a formerly rare and rapidly degenerative brain disease. Prion Knowledge, it says, a paper as far back as 2013 warned of the known action of mRNA frame-shifting spike proteins in promoting conditions known as prion disease and that they are transmissible. Now, I don't buy this idea of these things being transmissible. I think if you inject something poisonous into your blood, you end up with that poison in your blood. I think it goes without saying. But nonetheless, you know, the mainstream alternative believes that these things are transmissible. I think it's part of the PSYOP. I've been very much shouting from mountaintops over this. But nonetheless, this is what they're finding. I think this is a watered down version of what the reality really is, which is that if you inject yourself with poison, you end up with poison, obviously. The most common Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease featured in the campaign to destroy live cattle amidst fears that prions carried by animals could be transmitted to humans who consume them. This paper, over 10 years old, found that the action of mRNA is a known cause of prion disease, which can result in transmissible spongiform encephalopathy from the slightest exposure to altered proteins. And I quote, frame shifting accounts quantitatively for the etiology of prion disease. One per million frame-shifted prions may be enough to cause disease. The HIV TAR-like element in the PRNP mRNA is likely an effector of frame-shifting, the paper explained. Remember, Moderna, for example, had a master patent where they said they utilized this stuff for, mRNA for organic and inorganic substances to be entered into the bloodstream, which would then be able to be controlled from the outside. We're talking some seriously creepy Orwellian dystopian technocratic poison and eugenics, eugenics experiments, of course. A recent video featured UK-based Dr. Kevin McCarron explaining this mechanism. McCarron, who first raised the alarm over the dangers of prion disease in 2020 and is a former neuroscientist at the Korea Brain Research Institute, reveals that mRNA technology used in the COVID jabs is causing the same frame shifting that leads to harmful prions being produced. He also asserts that these prions can be transmitted to others, whether they have received the vaccines or not. Again, I don't buy that. I think it's easy to build a false case based on false premises to say that. But nonetheless, I digress. It says, and I quote, misfolded proteins caused by prions can impact every level, organ, and tissue system in the body, McCarron said in the video published by Health Alliance Australia on February 19th. And I quote, they bioaccumulate and are resistant to degradation, thereby building up the environment. Due to this, they can be transmitted to others. So why have we not heard of this danger? McCarron warns that we inhabit a highly controlled information ecosystem whose censorship has seen his social media accounts banned and supporting evidence largely ignored. McCarron describes the SARS-CoV-2 virus itself as a result of biowarfare research, which I'll get into in a second because I don't believe that either. I think there's biowarfare happening, but I don't think that is an example. British doctor David Cartland has also warned of an epidemic of prion disease, recently encouraging his followers to search on medical databases for papers examining its relation to the mRNA injections. In an interview with LifeSite News last month, he spoke of the horrifying likelihood of widespread cases of prion disease resulting from novel viruses. His warnings have been derided from or with debunkers suggesting Cartland is mentally ill for having made them and parody accounts made to mock him online. Of course, that always happens. Yet Cartland's fears that the mechanism of mRNA injections may reproduce formerly rare illnesses at scale are not confined to his imagination. Genomics expert debunks the debunkers. On February 29th, genomics expert Kevin McKernan spoke on how he, too, attempted to raise concerns over the relation of prion disease with the mechanism of mRNA treatments, which he says account also for long COVID, or as he puts it, long vax. A recent study has shown that the majority of long COVID sufferers have received mRNA injections. Absolutely. I've been talking about that for a long time. McKernan explained in a video with the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, the mechanism of frame shifting, which is claimed to lead to prion disease. This is the production of multiple proteins from the injected RNA, which he says manufactures the proteins which lead to rare diseases. It says if you frame shift over the stop codons, you're going to make proteins that are spike mitoproteins. When I talk to a lot of the young or a lot of the long vax rather patients, I hear of all these things that remind me of my time in the mitochondrial disease sequencing space. So again, this is something that a lot of people are trying to put out. They put out these papers, they've been shut down. They've had editors shutting down these studies that they're putting out. There's peer-reviewed studies across the board. We already know all this is the case. I want to quickly digress for a second and say, look, here's the thing. They say, SARS-CoV-2 is biowarfare. First of all, based on the official story, SARS-CoV-2 is 99.997% survivable based on PCR tests that are 96% false positive at 40 cycles or more, which most are. And they cannot test for an illness. They cannot discern between illnesses. And what illness? SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. It's false. It's a false pretense. It's a complete hoax. There's no evidence that SARS-CoV-2 exists. And I've been asking for years for evidence. And people say, oh, well, I lost my sense of taste and smell, which, by the way, is a symptom of heavy metal exposure. And it just happens that the United Nations, along with the Spanish government, and there's papers online you could find on this, were spraying the skies with metals in early 2020 in order to combat COVID, as they say. Now, these heavy metals were in a high increase versus what they're already spraying in the skies. And we know if the United Nations is doing it in Spain, what other places are they doing it that isn't public knowledge? Again, people say that sounds like a crazy excuse. I disagree. I think it's a crazier excuse to say this thing that they've never isolated is an example. Again, yeah, all the NIA, NIAID and the NIH and all these different pharma, you know, biowarfare institutes, essentially, and like the NIH is definitely part of that, and the CDC is part of that. They were involved in massive funding to funnel money and to get it into disease research in order to inject people with illnesses that would then kill them so they could come in with a so-called solution. I believe that. But I don't believe that, oh, this thing escaped from a lab and via particles and people breathing. It's, I mean, that was part of the PSYOP. I'm a huge, huge, huge supporter of, you know, with not falling for either the mainstream or the alternative mainstream view. The answer is always a little bit in between, somewhere in the shadows, and always the most criticized, which is why I feel pretty good about what I'm saying, because I get attacked over this all the time. But, you know, this is happening at the same time as this out of Natural News says, excess deaths among patients in elderly care homes skyrocketed following COVID-19 vaccine rollout. We know this is a case. We saw a massive increase, 300% higher than normal, you know, in place in elderly care homes. Again, this is shown in funeral records, in life insurance policies that were just absolutely massively skyrocketing after week 21 of 2021, which is when the emergency use authorization came out for the injections. Meanwhile, we have this out of LifeSite. It says, grand jury investigation finds COVID lockdowns and mask policies were unfounded. Well, gee, no shit. No kidding. Come on. Could anyone really in 2024 be surprised by anything like that? You know, lockdowns made people mentally ill and alcoholics and drug addicts and suicidal and destroyed families and also destroyed jobs and destroyed businesses at the same time as making people sick because they weren't going outside. So then they blamed it on COVID, and then masks were causing upper respiratory issues, which then they blamed on COVID. Of course, this is the case. A Florida grand jury found after a month-long investigation that COVID public policies were not only ineffective, but physically and psychologically harmful. You know, the day they said that they were going to lock down, before they locked down, I said, of course, that would be the case. My goodness. You know, as I speak, 4 years ago today, we were just beginning the last normal week of any of our lives. Now, many of us were awake before, long before 2020. Myself, 2006 is when I really woke up, and 2012 more so. But, you know, we saw this seismic event happening over many years, but 2020 really put the cherry on the top of the on the cake. I mean, again, this is what led to the full scale abduction of freedom worldwide in order for the collective good, as they call it, which is all obviously the collective evil and enslavement. But it was 4 years ago today, my friends, and it was 4 years and a month and a half ago today, January 22nd, 2020, where I did my first video warning about how they're going to come in with vaccine passports, lockdowns, quarantines, masks, all these things, and then try and kill as many people with this and utilize it for a CBDC system later with vaccine passports, 15-minute cities, climate lockdowns, etc. So, you know, I've been trying to warn as many people as possible about this for a long, long time. It's very, very frustrating. And yet, despite all the information that's coming out, this out of the expose, it says, France, article Pfizer criminalizing criticism of mRNA injections passed by National Assembly. I have reported a little bit on this in the past, but on 15th November 2023, the French Senate reviewed a draft law modifications to the penal code that aimed to crush dissent using hefty fines up to 15,000 euros and threat of jail time. Anyone daring to criticize medical treatments could fall foul of this law, considering the COVID vaccines are safe and effective, they say. False narrative propagated by the government. This law is nothing short of outrageous. And this is going into the pandemic treaty and all this kind of stuff. And remember, this is based on the Chinese model of social credit. which is going to be forced on everyone worldwide. And this is just the beginning laws to make the foundation for this. Again, it's very dangerous. It says, as the proposed law stands, anyone criticizing mRNA injections, for example, could face 3 years in jail. As Died Suddenly posted on Twitter, Article 4 of the new law, or Article Pfizer, as freedom fighters are referring to it, is a prejudgment of alternative medicine and a threat to whistleblowers. 2 days ago, the bill containing Article 4 was adopted after its first reading in the French equivalent of the UK House of Commons or US House of Representatives. However, only after Article Pfizer was voted down and then reinstated with different wording. I mean, if this isn't a mob tactic, I don't know what is. Someone call up Michael Franchise and ask him about this. This is a mob tactic that they're utilizing because at the end of the day, government is organized crime. It's a cartel meant to enslave humanity and masquerade as choice when really it's a religion that has a bunch of henchmen forcing people to their knees over it. Of course, this is happening at the same time as Natural News says, Moderna launches trial for new mRNA cancer injections. Great. Just as they're propagating the cancer thing with, King Charles and Toby Keith and all this kind of stuff. Again, it's all one big psyop. And by the way, they've been pushing mRNA cancer injections for a while. We recently did a video with John Richardson Jr. over at our channel regarding why is everyone dying of cancer, which I urge people to check out. But they're also now recommending the 10th booster shot. This is how deep in this we are. Imagine being 10 shots in. How are they still alive? How are they so absolutely fucking stupid? And by the way, you know, back at the end of 2020, when they were coming out with the injections and they injected that guy named William Shakespeare, not a psyop at all, who, by the way, died only a couple months later. I remember saying, oh yeah, you're going to get 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. You're going to get 10 shots eventually. Why don't you just go and jump off a bridge? You'll be safe from COVID. And now we're actually at the point where they're getting the 10th shot, thanks to what they call the Israeli vaccine factory, as Benjamin Netanyahu puts it, because they're all about manufacturing vaccines over there in Israel with mRNA to ensure that everyone bows the knee and is extinguished across the board or is just sick their whole life and dependent. And that's the same thing they do with the climate. That's what they do with, you know, with weather modification. But the false fear regarding climate change, it's the same thing they do with the destruction of the supply chain and the energy grid, the destruction of the housing market, so you will own nothing and you will be happy, and of course the destruction of the economy and the move into a CBDC system in 15 minute cities with BRICS, which is one of the things I'm doing my documentary on. BRICS is releasing their world reserve currency later this year, and BRICS Pay is already live, just like FedNow in the United States, which includes social credit. This is all real. And by the way, this is just an excuse to bring in the Great Reset, as well as World War III and all these false flags we're seeing, as Klaus Schwab says that the role model for the Great Reset is China. Funny how it all originates around them. It's not the government. It's the idea of technocracy, which they've utilized China as a guinea pig state for decades in order to replace himself and commit cultural suicide. It was all part of the agenda. Now we see mass murder with the, you know, eugenics shots, World War III, demoralization of humanity and the destruction of humanity with transhumanism, as well as trans kids and the push for that agenda, the weakening of men and the masculinity of women. We have the destruction of the family. We have, of course, the attack on, Christians and Muslims and all these different groups across the board with then false premises surrounding those religions with the PSYOP agents that rule the heads of many of those major churches or mosques. And then, of course, the synagogues and all that. We see a massive shift culturally, spiritually, and, of course, morally. This is all part of the same puzzle. And, you know, we have all these things happening simultaneously. It is not by accident that this is the case. And of course, one of the biggest things they're going after is our consciousness, our very consciousness, which I urge people to see our video on who rules the world, which we posted recently, which goes deep into who really rules the world. It's not human. That which rules the world is not human. There's just humans as lackeys doing their work, and some are more evil than others. But the point is, this is much bigger than this. And it's been happening since the end of time. And now we're coming to the age of Aquarius, and we're seeing the end of one civilization and the beginning of another. It's always about a new reset, and it does it every about 2,600 to 3,000 years, and we saw it in around 10,000 BC, and we're seeing it now. So again, this is, people might say, woe is me. Why do I have to live in this time of such conflict and strife? Yeah, I understand, because you can't focus on the future. They weigh you down. They destroy you so that you cannot focus on things you want to do in life, because you're just constantly thinking about the past, because the past is hard to calculate because it's happening so fast. But I think I'm blessed to live in this time, because it means that I get to live in these historical times and do something to hopefully change it for the better, as I know many of you will as well. You know, instead of reading the books of greater men before us, we get to be those people that write those books if we do things right. And in order to do things right, we need to see what they want, what the system wants from us. Well, the system wants us to be dependent. They want us to be in the new Tower of Babel. They want us to be in it when it collapses. They want to make sure that we are not even human anymore. Humanity is based in independence and self-sustainability. They want us to all be on our knees to the new system of governance, the technocratic world order, which means that we will own nothing and we will be enslaved and we won't have a say over our food. We'll have food rations on CBDCs with carbon credits and social credits. We won't be able to move around or travel. We will be stuck in one place and we'll be told what to do. But, oh, we get all the conveniences and maybe we don't have to work anymore. Again, it's a Black Mirror episode and a half. It's a false premise. Of course, that is what they want. But we need to do the opposite of that. We can't fall into it. People get so angry when I say that they should prep. Oh, well, it's easier said than done. Well, yeah, of course. Well, for the last 10 years, I've been saying it's time to get prepared. It's time to get ready, because for a time like this, and people say, oh, well, it's not easy for everyone to afford all this stuff. Get a little bit at a time. Did you go out and get a drink recently? Did you go out and get some food at a restaurant instead of eating at home? I mean, everyone makes excuses because it's getting to desperate times and they want to, you know, justify it in their own head that this is why I've done nothing to actually save myself. Money's in the bank and depending on the grocery store and depending on the government grid. Again, this is the issue. People will make excuses. And I understand some of the excuses are very good. Oh, I don't have any money. I'm stuck in the big city with raising my kid. Get a tower garden. You know, get some storable foods, get some, you can buy it a little at a time. And, you know, one of the things that I've been saying from rooftops for a while, as they're trying to mass murder us and put us into war and destroy the food supply, you can get a small amount of this at a time over at Heaven's Harvest and you could pay later. You could pay over time. You don't have to pay at once. This is an investment for your life and your family's life. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits. There's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off. And plus, you get free shipping across the United States. So again, this is a way to save yourself from the Great Reset. And people just don't want to go along with it. They want to go along with what's easy. Hopium that someone else will come and save them. Sitting on their hands. Or lack of faith in general, which both lead to apathy. We need to be in the middle and provide for ourselves, because we're endowed with responsibilities by God. And it's our decision to, you know, as to what we need to do. And people just don't want to face that. So I urge people to check that out. Again, we have Wild Pastures linked in the description as well. 20% off your life was $15 of your first box. So 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No mRNA, no GMOs, hormones, antibiotics, steroids, or feedlots. No pesticides or any other chemicals. All raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states. Temperature control, delivered to your door, customizable as you see fit. You save the farmers, you save yourself, you save money. Very important going forward when they're poisoning the food supply and destroying it. This is a way to help support those farmers at the same time. We, of course, have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17. They're very important with the eugenics experiments that they're forcing onto the public worldwide. So we are all about solutions, and I hope people take those solutions very seriously. Of course, we have madtrapnutrition.com, where you can get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Iconic over at Iconic. Jamie Ike has put this out. He's done an amazing job. Manuka honey and, of course, mushroom tinctures. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on that. Of course, there's many different options. You could go to firstnaturalbullion.com/schedule-consult and get an appointment with Mark Gonzalez, a free consultation, a free complimentary investors package. You could buy physical gold and silver and avoid those CBDCs there. You could also roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. Put in the comments that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM. We appreciate it, and they will appreciate it as well. So check that out. And finally, of course, we have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, of course, power banks, etc., which means that you don't have to depend on the government. You use our link and you save a bunch of money and you get, of course, free shipping on this as well. So I urge people to check that out. To finish it off, I want to thank everyone that's helped support us with our GoGetFunding.com campaigns. You guys are absolutely amazing. You are seen. We appreciate it. And we literally could not survive without you. So again, thank you to Sandra Black. Thank you to Rachel Topping. Thank you to Rohini. Thank you to those, all of you, every one of you that gave $1, $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000. I mean, my goodness, I was just shocked today to see that Sandra donated again. And just, I mean, we couldn't do it without you because we make almost nothing here because we only care about telling the truth, and the truth isn't profitable and it shouldn't be. But with that said, you, the viewers, keep us alive, and we could not survive without you. And we want to shout from mountaintops for the rest of my life. It's my responsibility. I believe that, to continue to shout from mountaintops my whole life through. And therefore, you know, those of you out there make that heartbeat possible. So thank you again. There's GoGetFunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have, of course, a Bitcoin address, and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in, if you please, including privacy coins. We have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you could donate an Epic Cash, a privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. I'm a big fan of it. I don't care about price action. I care about, you know, not being surveilled. It's very important. Of course, we have, you know, a Teespring store with merchandise, and you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. So we appreciate it. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not already. Live by example, live freely always, my friends. We'll be back at you with much more. I have a lot going on. I'm getting rid of my house. We went bankrupt, as I said. So I'm getting rid of my house. I'm going to actually be heading to the UK right away, where I'm going to be starting some work with some amazing people. And of course, while I wait on my work visa, I'm going to be actually in Turkey for probably about a month. I'm thinking, I haven't decided that yet, but it's really cheap over there. So it allows me to save money and keep getting work done. So I appreciate all of you guys watching out there. We have a lot more coming up. I'm going to miss this background in my house here, which I just absolutely love and is one of the coolest, you know, backdrops I've had. But it is what it is. We all have to move on from time to time. And, you know, it's bittersweet with all of the things that are happening. So anyway, I thank you all for all the support. I'm going to try and get videos up as much as I can in the next few days, but I only have a few days left before I have to jump on a plane and go overseas. So bear with me. Love you all. God bless. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.